Entrance vestibule, Schinkel. On the way into the Basilica, that is an early Christian church building consisting of a chancel and a nave, with a windowed clerestory towering above the flanking aisles, it will be worth your while to pause for a moment in the entrance vestibule of the church. It has a ribbed vault ceiling. The capitals of the corner piers display sculpted floral ornamentation. Left of the portal, there is a very weather-beaten capital decorated with an only just recognisable eagle. The tympanum, or the area over the lintel of the portal and contained by the arch, is hewn of a single slab of red sandstone and was probably originally painted. Now you can look into the interior of the church, which suffered the same fate of many Catholic places of worship after the Reformation. A great number of the churches were used as farmsteads. Of course, at the time there were contemporaries who criticised using these buildings in such a way, but their arguments didn't carry and had little effect. Therefore, Georg Karl Wilhelm Müller of Rauheneck from Schleusingen delivered a petition in 1855 to King Friedrich Wilhelm IV of Prussia and demanded that the church no longer be utilised in a way that was harmful to the building. In the petition, he referred to a comment made by Karl Friedrich Schinkel, the Prussian Oberlandesbaudirektor, that is, chief government building surveyor. Schinkel had noted down in a travel journal in 1833 that if the church could not be saved at the present time, it should, at least, not be utilised in such a profane way. But neither the Prussian king nor Schinkel were able to do anything for the preservation of the building.